from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, Joey is ducking us today.
What?
So he will not be on in our next segment. Instead, we will tell you which NFL team has the most expensive ticket. But first, we have the official Blazers over-under victory total.
Yes.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
And it was a wonderful ride last year. It was the only thing worth watching with that Blazer team.
Yeah, you won. You guys both won on that.
Yeah.
And I think this says they opened at 28.5 last year.
That's yes. Right. That's we both had the under. I also put some juice money under 25.5. That also cleared.
Yeah. So just to explain that. All you do is bet on whether or not they'll win fewer games than 28.5 or more games than 28.5. And you guys bet the under because you thought they'd suck balls.
Yes.
Well, we
knew that they would suck balls.
And you cashed. They all suck balls. You cashed easily.
Yes.
Right?
Didn't then they won 22 or 23.
22.
They were terrible. There was a brief moment there where they had started to play well, and where I was like, don't you effing
Delano dare. Banton showed up and tried to be good at basketball.
Because the year before, I also had a sizable wager on the over. For those people who think that I hate the Blazers, I don't. I just like gambling. And they started off red hot, and were like, dude, this is a lock. And then they freaking tanked on me. They pulled the cord, and it just ripped my guts out.
So this year's over-under, Trailblazers win total is... And I want to know if you'll be betting this. 22.5.
I can't touch that.
That is awful.
That is
low. Dangerous.
That is so dangerous.
That is awfully low.
Now, I will say, I may place a small wager on this just to have something. And if I am placing it, I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
But that is far too dangerous to put any sort of significant wager down.
It's a tough hurdle to clear.
That's low, but can I make a case for the under?
Absolutely.
Because with the Cooper Flagg stuff,
yep.
I just think...
Yeah, Flags!
More so than ever, teams like the Blazers are going to be committed to tanking. And if you're going... There's a player by the name of Cooper Flagg who's going to be the number one pick in next year's draft that is... You know, they're saying, I mean, I don't know about Wimby type talent.
They're saying this is a
generational talent.
This is game changer.
Yeah. So the tanking will be.
Yes. Across the board. A lot of teams.
Hot and heavy. So it's going to be, in other words, if you're going to tank, you really got to do it right and you really got to commit to it.
Yeah.
And I think the Blazers may be one of those teams.
I hope so.
Because they want to try to get Cooper Flagg.
Well, and Jeremy Grant's going to get dealt. We know that he's going to be out of there. You know that Ayton will pull something. There's no way they put a competitive team on the floor next year. There's just no way. Chauncey will probably get fired at some point. Guys will start going down with back injuries. Simons could be shipped out of town. Look, you're right. The right side of this is the under.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a low total that I can't put any sizable bet, but I may throw $40 down on just to have something to watch, because what else are you watching?
Well, how about this?
It's so weird because you want them to lose. You do. If you are a Blazer fan, the mission statement is to lose as many games as possible. The weird thing is, I don't know if Chance gets that mission statement because he's probably coaching for his job and he's out there thinking they can contend for a playoff spot.
There's only one team with a lower win total. They are tied with the same win total as the Washington Wizards.
Wow.
And then the Charlotte Hornets are 19 and a half.
Yeah, teams with the biggest decrease from last season's opening totals. Brooklyn is 18 south of where they were last year.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta, Phoenix, and Portland are 6.
Yeah, Brooklyn's going to be all kinds of bad. Like that's.
Now, here's another bet. There's one other bet on here for the Zers, for your Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, will the Blazers make the playoffs?
No.
The playoff? Well, what do you suppose you got to lay?
Playoffs?
Because, of course, we don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
No, they're not going to make the playoffs. To what do I have to lay to say that they're not going to? Dude, that's going to be a huge number.
Yes.
Huge number.
Correct.
God, you're going to be like minus. Dude, you're going to have to be like minus like.
Shut up.
I don't know, like minus 950, minus 1,000.
No, no.
No.
Haha.
No.
Minus.
Minus 10,000.
Oh.
Got to lay $1,000 bucks to make 100.
You got
to
lay 1,000. So if you laid $1 million, you could, that's a lock though.
Yeah.
They're not going to the playoffs.
That's true. If you got $1 million, lay it down, you'll cash 100,000 if the Blazers don't make the playoffs.
That's the easiest $100,000. Like, well, okay, so how long is the season? 5 months?
82 games, yeah.
Well, how many months?
Well, let's see. It goes starts in
October,
September
to April, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 months.
6 plus.
6 to 7 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting that kind of return on your $1 million money anywhere else.
Until Kling Kong makes he's the rookie of the year and Simons breaks out and
you're
Sharp
making 10% on your money in 7 months. Sign me up.
It does.
I mean, if I had it.
It does seem like a lock. But you just...
Because I don't like those bets like that.
No.
But that's one where if you had a bunch of cash, dude, there is no way they're going to the playoffs. And I mean no way.
No, it's not happening.
It's not happening. As a matter of fact, it says on here, odds indicate a 99% likelihood of missing the playoffs. So minus 10,000, quite frankly, is great value.
Because you're getting a 10% return on your investment.
Yes, exactly.
What are the odds? Because I saw today that a popular bet that's popping up in Vegas is Bronny for Rookie of the Year.
Well, didn't he have a great game the other night?
I think he scored like 11 points.
Hey, that's
he
good.
He just played not awful for one night.
Yeah, I don't think he sucked. I love that that's where we set the bar. It's like, hey, he didn't look awful.
I read he had a great game.
And he made a three. I think he had like 11 points.
Dude, that's good.
That's where
dude,
we're
you
at.
Will give him no credit. If he'll score 30 the next time, you'd be like,
if he scores
hollow 30.
He scores 30. There's a long way from 11 to 30. That dude sucks.
How many games do you think he plays in?
That's a better one.
I listened to an analytics algorithm guy, and a handicapper asked him to project, and they had a number for it. I'm interested in seeing what you guess.
How many games for the Lakers he plays in?
Just I mean, like, if he just checks in and garbage time,
yeah.
That's a game?
4. Yeah.
They had it at 24.
They think he's going to play 24
in
games?
10 minutes a game. Basically, he's going to get run in all the blowouts, good or bad.
Dude, that dude is not playing 10 minutes a game. No, I'll take the under of that all day long. Dude, he's an embarrassment half the time in summer league. You think they're going to put him out there in NBA games?
Well, the idea is that they'll put him out there when they're either down 20 or up 20 and like let him finish the game.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't think that's happening. So
that's why they're prognostications,
I guess. Old Bronny James.
By the way, yeah, we're in a stunning turn of events. Our math was off. Minus 10,000, you win 100. You have to bet 10,000 to win $100.
10,000?
Yes. It's minus 10,000. So you have to bet 10,000.
So we got to bet $1 billion to make 100,000?
We have to bet 10 million.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's it.
I'm not,
or is it 100? Hell, I don't know.
The text line says, you guys are bad at math until you get to gambling. And even, you know.
Even then, we're bad.
Yeah, that's wrong. We're also bad when it comes to gambling.
How about this?
Don't bet it.
I'm not making that bet.
All right, I'm not making the bet.
Although I do kind of feel like.
Fine.
Buck, I feel like as a show, again, we need to get together and place our bet. Are you wanting to take the over on that?
No. I mean, I think there's a very good chance that there are a lot of teams that could get under that mark because they want to be. There are going to be more tanking teams than they think right now. So I just think it's a stay away. Like, I maybe we'll do something as it gets closer, but I don't like either side of that.
We need a Blazer bet, though.
I think
I think I'm going to lay down $20 on the under just to have something to watch.
So if you win, you win 20?
Well, I'd have to.
Is it a minus?
I'd have to see what the odds are. But yeah, I think the only in this draft coming up, the assignment has to be to lose as many games as possible. So if you're gonna tank, this is the year you're tanking for. I'm taking it. I'm taking the under. Tell you right now, it's just gonna be a small little bet. Be a fun little bet.
Basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Which NFL team has the most expensive ticket? That's next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.